And good morning back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Tuesday. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you live from our KGGF studios, as well as joined in studio by Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning.
As we do almost every single Tuesday, no doubt about checking in with what's going on over there in Independence. Of course, today, Tuesday, being recycling collection today, as I like to get to in a couple of things as well today and tonight, looks like, for the 9th of October. So,
that's right. We have recycling today from 11 to 1 at the Recycling Center. And we just had our big community cleanup this past weekend.
Oh, how'd that go?
It went really well. You know, we were trying to dodge the rain, so I was a little concerned about that. And it did rain just a little bit. But we had well over probably 300 people that came through, and hundreds and hundreds of tires were dropped off. And one gentleman, I think, made 11 trips, and it was not from his own home. He was out picking up stuff all over the community that he would find in alleyways and all kinds of things. So anyway, you should see a cleaner Independence when you drive by.
Yeah, you've got to love when citizens kind of step up to the plate like that and kind of just take it into their own hands. You know, if you had a bed and a truck or something like that, I can pick up some extra tires if I see them around town or something like that.
Absolutely.
So, very nice.
So we have Ghost Stories in the Park tonight. So that's at 6:30 this evening in the 4-H building at Riverside Park. And there's an international storyteller. It's Rosie Cutter. And she's going to be obviously telling all kinds of great Halloween ghost stories. So you won't want to miss that. Sponsored by the Friends of the Public Library. And they're asking that everyone bring donations for AWOL. So you can bring blankets, you can bring toys and towels and cleaning supplies for dogs and cats and food and dog treats and cat treats, and help out AWOL and bring the kids out to Ghost Stories in the Park.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. And it says actually that this year is Teen Scream, just for teens, starting at 7 o'clock. I don't know if I want to be there for that. But yeah, so if you're a teenager and you're listening right now, Teen Scream starts tonight at 7 o'clock following the Ghost Stories in the Park. Fun stuff.
Very cool.
We also have the SCK Cancer Support Group. We don't always talk about this every week, but it is the second Tuesday of every month, and it's a support group that meets out at the Nazarene Church in the Family Life Center. That's on South 10th Street at 6:30. They always have great speakers. It's a wonderful support system. It's for patients. It's for survivors, family members, friends. And anyone who's affected by that dreaded disease is just encouraged to attend and help one another. And I'm very thankful that we have something like this in our community. So it's open to everyone.
Yeah, I've always mentioned in somehow, shape, or form, basically every individual has been affected by cancer, whether it's themselves or a family member or someone deep long in their family line, whatever it may be. But again, if you are directly affected by it, yeah, it's good to have a group where you can kind of converse and see what they do, see what how they've handled situations like that. So it's just good to have those kind of groups and such. So, well, hey, we got a big weekend over at the zoo, looks like, but also some things. Just a busy week looks like over here in Independence. So we'll go ahead and kick it off with some stuff happening tomorrow as well.
We do. We have, let's see, what is tomorrow? Wednesday? I'm trying to get my dates straight here. So Southeast Kansas Senior Safety and Wellness Coalition, they meet on a quarterly basis and have quarterly luncheons. Sometimes they meet in Coffeyville. Sometimes they meet in Independence. This particular quarter, which would be Wednesday, October the 10th at 11:30 to 1, they are meeting in Independence. It will be at the First United Methodist Church and Wesley Center. The cost of the luncheon is $5, and you can make a reservation by calling Kathy Shepherd at 332-1954. And actually, my flyer says honor before the 8th, which was yesterday, so you may or may not be able to squeak in for that. But I'm still going to talk about it because this Wellness Coalition is important. They bring lots of great speakers. This particular luncheon is about schemers, scammers, and illusionists, how to protect yourself and your money from con men. And it's important. You know, we get these phone calls all the time. We get things on social media. It's incredibly prevalent, and it's important that we know how to protect ourselves and that we know how to protect our seniors those people that we are caring for. So put that on your calendar and just be mindful that that is a wonderful opportunity to get connected with on a quarterly basis. And then also Labette Health is, they're having some community health meetings, and we'll have a meeting tomorrow on the 10th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Civic Center in the Memorial Hall. And basically, they're community health meetings where Labette Health is seeking community input on the future health care of Southeast Kansas. They want to know what we want in health care. And so it's important that we make our voice known and that we go to these community meetings. And so put that on your calendar for tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Civic Center.
Yeah, and then especially for, you know, our area in particular, I'm sure, you know, those opinions need to be heard, and they need to be heard, you know, very loudly as well, because unfortunately some areas are losing their healthcare providers and such like that.
You're right.
So to be able to provide the correct healthcare to areas, I'm sure will keep them in that area for a much longer time.
And I do have one other thing that I wanted to point out. On Thursday, October the 11th at 10 o'clock in the morning, Country Place Senior Living is inviting the community to come play bingo with their senior citizens. And it's the community's welcome. There's no cost to play. It's a reoccurring event. It will always be on the second Thursday of the month. So mark your calendars for that. But in particular, it's Thursday at 10 o'clock. They're going to have coffee and homemade pastries and prizes. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think
we should all skip out and go play bingo at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning.
I think you're on to something here.
No kidding.
I think that, you know, and what a lift for the folks over there.
Yes, I know. Absolutely. And
a lift for us, too, if we go.
And it's a beautiful facility, but what a great way to, let them have some visitors and meet new people. You know, I don't know if I would know anyone. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. And walk in and sit down and play bingo and meet somebody new. So
yeah, make some friends.
That's absolutely right. So put that on your calendar. Thursday the 11th, 10 o'clock at Country Place Senior Living.
Awesome. Well, looks like we've got something happening at the William Inge Theater coming up Friday and Saturday as well.
We do. So this should be interesting. The name of this theater production is called Dead Man's Cell Phone. And And so I think that it speaks for itself. I think you know what it's going to be about. I think it should be fairly entertaining. And I think there's lots of little surprises in that theater production. But that's Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And I think the theater department, the music department out at William Inge Theater and on the campus of ICC is very, very strong. And, you know, they've practiced and rehearsed and everything. And nothing could be more disappointing than to pull the curtain and there not be anybody out there. So I encourage everyone to take a break from your evening, you know, humdrum or whatever it is you're doing and head out Friday after work and take advantage of some good local theater. And again, that's at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And then if you're busy on Friday and Saturday, carve out a little bit of time on Sunday afternoon and support the ICC Theater Department.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see the local talent, of course. But, you're getting to see plays that you perhaps haven't ever seen either.
It's so true.
And, they do a lot of classic stuff, too. But, you know, to be able to pick up some stuff that maybe you're not familiar with, I mean, it's fun.
Well, I'm looking forward
to it. You won't have a bad time.
I know. I've been out to many of their theater productions and their musical productions. They are incredibly talented students out there, and they've got great instructors. And I'm not going to be able to go Friday and Saturday because I have my sister in town, but I'm going to go Sunday afternoon. So I'll tell you all about it.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, that Friday as well, it's also International Flag Day, but real quick, starting that morning at the Civic Center, a blood drive looks like?
Yes, the Red Cross blood drive. They come on a monthly basis, 11:15 to 5:15. So if you call 1-800-RED-CROSS, which is actually 1-800-733-7000, 2767. You can make an appointment. I'm sure they'll take walk-ins as well, but be sure and schedule that into your calendar. And that would be Friday morning. Like I said, 11:15 is when they start until 5:15. But right after that, at noon, you must head out to the college campus at ICC where they have International Flag Day. It is so incredibly cool. They have, from the probably the student union up to the William Inge Theater building, there are lots and lots of flagpoles that are lining that sidewalk. And they have an international ceremony where they have a lot of their international students participating, and they speak, and then the band actually plays the Star Spangled Banner. They play Home on the Range for Kansas, and then all the students take their place by their respective flag, and one at a time they call off the name of the student and the country's flag, and they raise the flags, and it is something to see. It truly is. It's amazing. I just had lunch with one of the students who is from Australia. I had lunch with a student from Denmark, and one of my new CP2s is from Poland. And so they're very excited about International Flag Day and being able to be a part of that. So,
well, and, you know, also, you know, the presentation of the flags is very neat, but it shows a almost physical representation of the area of Montgomery County alone and how it can draw so many people worldwide and bringing them here to our area specifically and keeping them here within Independence or other areas down here in southeastern Kansas. And, you know, it speaks loud. It speaks loudly with events like that. And then, you get to kind of see it on a physical form when they're raising the flags. So.
It does. It does. And you know, like I said, I had lunch with three of the girls, and it was so interesting to talk to them and learn about their culture and learn about what brought them from these foreign countries into the United States. And then on top of that, what brought them into Kansas, mm-hmm. and then what brought them into Independence. Their stories are very, very interesting. And there's a lot of cultural diversity on the campus. So,
well, and the other aspect of this to those students from foreign lands, I mean, what a way to recognize their culture. And, you know, it's hard being that far away from home for an extended period of time, and it's a great way to kind of recognize and support them too.
Absolutely. So check that out. That will be International Flag Day on the campus of the college at noon this Friday. So then Saturday, if you haven't already gotten your flu shot, I did at the health fair, but if you have not gotten your flu shot, be sure and mark it on your calendar for this Saturday beginning at 9 o'clock at the Riverside Park Oval. The First Presbyterian Church does this every year. They donate approximately 250 flu shots that will be available to adults over the age of 18 who are not allergic to eggs. You must not have an egg allergy. And because they are completely free, they are asking that those that want to receive a shot bring a canned or non-perishable food item to donate to the local food basket as we prepare for the holiday season and stocking the food basket for Thanksgiving and Christmas as we start to think about those celebrations and making sure that everyone has plenty of food during these fall and winter months. So it's an opportunity to get your flu shot, stay healthy, and put that on your calendar.
All right, so that is Saturday morning. Also Saturday morning, you got Bulldog Pride, and then Saturday night, something very cool happening
yes.
at the Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
It is. It's. I think this is like the fourth year that they've done this. It's Zooloween, and it is in Ralph Mitchell Zoo right over by Monkey Island and from 5 to 7. Like you said, this Saturday, $2 per person. Incredibly affordable for all the fun you're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
Kids under 2 are free. And just dress the kiddos up. If you don't have your Halloween costume yet, and there are a lot of people that probably don't because it's still early in October. So if you don't have your costume, do not worry because it is not necessary to be dressed up. We're actually doing face painting so we can dress up every little kiddo's face with some creative paint. But they're going to have trick-or-treating, face painting, spooky bowling, witch hat ring toss, pumpkin beanbag toss, photo booth, a maze, Plinko, the concession stand, you know, the Lion's Den. It will be open, so hot dogs will be available and cotton candy and all kinds of things are available for purchase. I mean, they have well over 1,000 kids come down for this. It's huge, and it's a lot of fun. And as we've done it for the last 4 years, we kind of we've worked out the kinks. So it's getting to be a well-oiled machine, and it's going to be lots of fun. So mark Zooloween down on your calendar this Saturday from 5 to 7.
Awesome. Good stuff. Now we've hit the bottom of the hour here. So real quick, after a packed week this week, what are a couple of dates that we can kind of look on down the line here for the month of October to remember on?
Well, we have a lot going on as far as Niwala, but on the 24th, we have Refresh Live Leadership, and that's a Refresh Leadership Live. I'm sorry, I need to say that right. It's a simulcast. It's out at William Inge Theater, and it's an opportunity for you to get some really great motivational leadership skills and listen to Lessons in Leadership by Mark King, Leadership Taking Charge by General Colin Powell, and One More Thing by John Sundquist. Three great motivational speakers from 9 to noon out at the theater. Registration starts at 8. There's no cost to attend. However, they're asking for a $10 donation because that money will then go to the community chest. So it's a great way for Express Employment Professionals to give back to our community. They're the ones bringing us the Refresh Live Leadership. And then we're going to have all of the festivities for Niwala and trick-or-treating. So in particular, when you talk about trick-or-treating, the kids are going to have lots of opportunity. They can start a day early and do sweet-to-sweet trick-or-treat at Country Place Senior Living, the same place you can play bingo this Thursday, from 6 to 8, so you can take the kids early. If maybe Halloween night doesn't work for you, you can get out a day early and do that. And then on Halloween evening, we have the Independence Public Library is going to have a Halloween scavenger hunt from 10 in the morning until 6, and then they're going to have trick or treat at Montgomery Place. That's at 614 South 8th. From 5 to 7. They're going to have trunk or treat at Zion Lutheran from 5:30 to 7. So when you do trunk or treat, then you just trunk on downtown because we have the full-blown trunk or treat with about, 75 trunks down there from 6 to 7:30. So I want to make sure that I give a plug for that. We are still looking for trunks. So if you are somebody who wants to put together a decorated trunk and come downtown, you know what? You should bring the radio station's cars. We have a lot of businesses that are bringing cars down to help publicize their business, pop the trunk, decorate it up, and get in costume and pass out candy. What a great idea.
There you go. What costume would you be wearing there, Deb? Superhero?
In honor of Drew Brees last night.
Oh, I see.
Wonder Woman. I like that.
That's a good idea. Good idea there. Yes,
and you could be Superman.
All right. Yeah, a little superhero theme. Well, again, we'll have more on Niwala of next week when Lisa Wilson visits us again. That is Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, on this Tuesday morning. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.